hunt, and it was pretty spectacular. And we don't have the facility or the building to do that, so we're just going to do that here. Amen? But what we're believing God for, watch this, we're believing God for people to come and you know, experience the risen Christ. Amen? And get saved and get filled with the Holy Ghost, whatever, we're expecting that. And then again, the women's meeting, I love the word, she's an evangelist. You know what that means? That means that you need to be praying about somebody that's unsaved that you can invite to the meeting. Right? Because an evangelist has the supernatural ability to draw the net in. Glory to God. So I would just encourage you to do that. Before we get into the message today, I just want to pray over a few things. First of all, we want to pray over Ukraine and the situation that's going on there. And specifically, you know, you can get into politics of it, but I don't just want to stay out of all of that. But there are people that are suffering, and the body of Christ is suffering, and we want to pray over that. But then there's two other needs that just agree with me in prayer over. And our Cheryl, she fell yesterday, and she broke three bones, two in her wrist and one in her ankle. And so she's at home. She's probably watching. We love you, and we're praying for you. And the other one is Jean Schultz. She's like 90 years old, right? Or I shouldn't say that. She's mature, and but she's in the hospital. She has COVID and has some blood clot issues, and so we just want to pray over her also. So let's. Let's just lift those things up in Jesus' name. Father, we believe that when we ask, like we read in your word, that you hear us. And Father, if we pray according to your will, Lord, we know that you're going to give us the petitions that we ask for. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for supernatural testimonies of what's happening with your church in Ukraine. I thank you, Father, for supernatural directions, protections. And Father God, I thank you that even though the enemy means this for destruction, you're going to turn around for good. For your kingdom's sake, God, for your kingdom's sake. And God, I thank you for exposing darkness and letting the light come in Jesus' name. Satan, take your hands off of that country. It's one of the few countries in Europe that are evangelizing to other countries. And we just command you to take your hands off in Jesus' name. We're standing with our brothers and sisters, and we're thanking you, Lord, that with all boldness they can speak forth your word with signs and wonders following, Lord. We thank you for the miracles that are coming out of Ukraine in Jesus' name. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We thank you for your goodness, Lord. And we lift up Cheryl, Lord. There's a scripture that says that you even mend the bones, or you put the bones back together. And so we're asking supernaturally, Lord, for you to touch Cheryl even as we're speaking, God, and cause the swelling to go down and for the bones to be brought back together in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy over that. And for Jean, Lord, we thank you, God, for touching her in the hospital. We command the blood clots to dissolve. And we thank you, Lord, that you're protecting her from COVID in Jesus' name. We give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, God is good. His mercy endures forever and ever and ever and ever. If you'll turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. We talked a little bit last time about repentance from to repentance to. And I'm not going to talk necessarily about repentance, but we are going to talk about putting on the new man. Putting on the new man. Come on. Putting on the new man. Wouldn't it be terrible to have a brand new set of clothes that you just thought were just awesome and they look so good, but you never put them on? I'm not going to wear those. They're too nice to wear. No, if you've got something to wear, wear it. If you've got something to put on, put it on. Glory to God. And especially if somebody gave that to you, I'll just give you an example. I have a friend, his name is Chuck, and he passed away last year. And when I was over at the house, they gave me a Mariner's jacket that he hadn't hardly ever worn. I mean, in fact, the tags were still on it. And they said, well, if it fits you, you can have it. And I went, are you sure? And then it hung in my closet for about a month and a half because I just didn't want to wear it, right? And so I just said, you know, he'd want me to wear it. It's brand new. And so last year I began to wear it, right? Because it was new, there's a special attachment to it. So when he tells us to put on the new man, which we're going to see right now, it's because he gave us a new life and he wants us to wear it. Let me say that again. He wants us to wear it. I said he wants us to wear it. But we've got to put it on. Glory to God. Colossians chapter 3. And I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. But we're really going to get down to verse 10. But it says, if you were raised with Christ. How many were raised with Christ? Come on. That means so much. And I think for Easter I'm going to speak on that. But we're raised with Christ. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. And set your mind on the things above and not on the things of the earth. You know, you have to set your mind on things. Let me say that. On purpose, you have to be determined to think on certain things. Because if you're not determined to think on certain things, other things will come and, you know, get those things that you're supposed to be thinking out of the way. Come on. We need to set our minds on the things which are above. Verse 10. And have put on the new man, who's renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you must also do. But above all of these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Come on, there's a lot of putting on here. Right? In these verses, there's a lot of putting on. What does that mean? I've got to purposefully set my mind on the things that he's asking me to put on, and then I must do it in Jesus' name. Right? Look again at verse 10. This is awesome. He says, and have put on the new man, who's renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him. Renewed in the knowledge. Now watch this. This is so cool. Knowledge means that you know something. That's really heavy, isn't it? Knowledge means that you know something. But we have to be put on the new man, who is the knowledge of the image. The image of what? The image of him. We're supposed to put on the new man who looks like him. Let me say that again. We're supposed to put on the new man that looks like him. So really, the reality is that the more that you know him, the more you know who you're supposed to be. Have put on the new man who is renewed, or who's refreshed, who's brought back to life by the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. When we got born again, when we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our eternity changed. But not just our eternity changed, our whole being changed. And we're going to talk about that. But we have eternal life on the inside of us. I'm not waiting to get to heaven to get close to God. I'm close to God now because of what he did for me in Jesus Christ. And who's that for? Well, you know, that's for the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, and those that are really holy and close to God. Those are the ones who really get it. No. No, in fact, he went on to say, listen, it doesn't matter what race you are, it doesn't matter what sex you are, it doesn't matter how old you are, it doesn't matter how young you are. All that matters is that you're in Christ. You've been affected by the Anointed One and His anointing. I'm in Christ Jesus. I need to put that fact on every day. But I need to do it looking at the image of who He is rather than the image of who I think I am. Because if I'm looking at the image of who I think I am, then there's impossibilities that He's requiring of me. Come on. But when I look at Him and He's the image and I'm renewing my mind to the fact that He's in me and He is the Lord and He's made me a new creature, it changes everything. But I have to put it on. We're going to put some things on this morning and we're going to see how to put them on so that we can start wearing who we are. And listen, the motivation isn't so that I can be puffed up. The motivation is so that others can see Jesus through me. Come on. You've heard of people that their testimony is, you know, I was hanging around this guy and he was just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I figured out that he had something that I didn't have. And that caused me to want what he had. And the what he had was Jesus. And the reason that they could see it is because he was displaying the image of him who created him. Come on. We've got to put on Jesus. Let me say that again. We've got to put on Jesus. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. The book of Ephesians and the fourth chapter. And we're going to start in verse 23. Ephesians 4:23. It says this, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, you have to think about something a little bit different. And I like this spirit of your mind because your mind is where your thinker is. It's where your noodle is. Come on. But your noodle might be messed up. Your thinking might be messed up. You have to think differently and you have to understand that I must think different. But I like the spirit of your mind. That speaks to me of not only what I'm thinking, but the attitude about what I'm thinking. Right? I need a complete transformation in my thinking. If we're going to put on Christ, we need to think different and we need to always think of ourselves through the lens of what He did. Come on. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I have been bought back with a price. I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm loved by Almighty God. The Greater One lives on the inside of me. There's nothing impossible to me because I believe. And because I believe, I can speak His name and demons have to flee. Because of who I am in Him, it makes a complete difference of who I am here. Right? But I got to put it on. Everybody say, put it on. Verse 23 again. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. I did not create the new man. I didn't make it happen. I did not earn it. But He did. He made me a new creature. We're going to read that verse. But He made me a new creature. It wasn't the work that I did, but it was faith in the work that He did that caused me to become a new creation. But it's that same faith that I have to extend to my thinking so that I can be who He wants me to be and who He says that I am. Glory to God. I'm no longer my dad's son, although I am in the natural. I am now my father's son. Which is the greatest thing that Jesus was speaking. He said, don't touch me. Don't touch me because I'm going to my God and to your God. I'm going to my father and your father. He put us in the same category as him. Now that can blow your mind. Are you saying that you're Jesus? I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is that I'm in Jesus. And if I'm in Jesus, then the Father looks at me like he does Jesus. And so my holiness and my righteousness are not based on me, but they're based on him. My righteousness and my holiness are identical to his. The Bible says that we're joint heirs with Christ. What does that mean? Everything he has, we have. Hello? But we have to put that on. Because the enemy will come around and say, well, you know, you can pray, but your prayers aren't as effective as that holy man, you know, who's on TV. If I could just get somebody else to pray for me and their faith, and then I could maybe get the answer to what God has put inside of me or what I need. And the reality is that's not the truth. The truth is that your righteousness and your ability to be right and your ability to pray is not based on how good you are or what you've done. It's based on your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I got to put that on when? Every day. And especially when the enemy's telling me how worthless I am, how little value that I have, that there's no use and everything is wrong and everything is bad. I got to tell him to shut up. And then I need to get up and put on the new man. And I'm not putting the new man, like I said last week, over the old man, because the old man is not good. He stinks. But I'm not the old man anymore. I'm the new man, and I must. And I have the privilege of putting him on. And so do you. Why? Because we're in Christ Jesus. And I just got another thing to say is that we are called the body of Christ. What does that mean? That we're his representatives here on the earth today. Glory to God. You know, we're singing, we're worshiping this morning. All I could see was Tex, and many of you won't know who Tex is. A few of us would. But Tex, we'd begin to worship. And he'd sit on right over here. And all he would say is, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He'd start crying, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, he's not singing what we're singing. But he's going to a place where we need to be. In our relationship with who Jesus is. And what he's done for us. Glory to God. I need to put on Jesus. Let me say that again. I need to put on Jesus. I need to win every day. How often? All the time. How? By thinking about him. By talking to him. This isn't in my notes. But I was reading. Do you know the scripture in Philippians chapter 4 where it says, in everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And for the first time, that I hadn't seen it before, but the first, well, I'd seen it, but I didn't really register on the inside as much as it did the other day. It was in everything. You know what everything means? Everything. Did you know there's nothing outside of everything? In everything by prayer. What does that mean? I'm supposed to be praying about everything. What does that mean? I'm supposed to talk to God all the time about everything. How can I do that? Because I'm positioned in Him right now. The Bible says that I am seated with Him right now in heavenly places. So I can talk to Him about what I'm doing right now, whether I'm working at home in a ditch, right, or I'm praising on the worship team, or I'm in the middle of pain because my foot's broken or whatever. In everything, I can talk to Him. I can talk to Him. I need to put on Christ. Right? Look at the new man. Ever say new man? Ever say, I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm a new man. Now let me just say this. Because here's where some confusion gets. We all know, if you've been here long enough, you know that I've taught that we are spirit. We have a soul and we live in a body. Right? Now, our soul and our bodies are not new. But our spirit became brand new. When we made Jesus the Lord of our life, on the inside, our spirit is brand new creature. That means something that didn't exist before has come into being. I've been born again. I've been begotten of the Father. I'm now a child of God. That's on the inside. But in our soul, in our minds, there's all kinds of thinking from the past that still trips us up. And there's all kinds of thinking that others would try to have us think that don't necessarily relate to the new man. And that's why we have to be renewed on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. But we ought to be thinking of Jesus all the time. And then the other thing is we ought to be talking to Him about everything. Right? If we're going to renew that, we need to talk about it. So, for instance, if something comes into my mind that says, well, you're just a failure, you're going to fail, you always do, and you know, all of those kind of things that would try to bombard me, I've said, now, wait a minute, Jesus, what do you think about that? And then what He's going to do is He's going to bring His Word to me, and with that Word, I can counteract the thinking that is obviously wrong. How can I call myself worthless when He's called me worthy? How can I call myself unrighteous when He's called me righteous? Right? And so I have to put that on. Look at, yeah, but you don't understand. You don't know what I'm thinking. You don't know what comes to my mind. Yes, praise God, I don't want to, right? But the real reality is you don't know what comes to my mind. You don't know the thoughts that come to me from my past before I knew Christ. Right? But when those thoughts come, I have to be renewed in the spirit of my mind and put on the new man so that those old ones don't get to seat at my table. Are you with me? Come on. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm after God. I'm in righteousness and I have true holiness. Glory to God. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. You know, you have to feed on some things. And you know what I've noticed about food? That the good food for me that I ate 10 years ago to nourish my body does me no good for today. I need to continue to fuel my body with food that will nourish my body. And the thing is, the same thing is true with the Word of God, because the Word of God is our spiritual food. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, anybody in Christ in here? Anybody in Christ in here? Anybody not in Christ in here? We'll fix that later. Right? But how did you get in Christ? By faith, right? So the gospel was presented to you. You say, I need that. I want that. And so I'm going to confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead. That's how I became in Christ. but I'm now in Christ. I'm going to put that on. I'm in Christ right now. I'm in Christ right now. So what does that do? The Bible says that the blood of Jesus has the power to even purge us from an evil conscience. Glory to God. That means that my past and what I did before and even some things that I'm not really proud of and I'm really ashamed of, the Christ in the blood of Jesus has the power to release that from me. So when those thoughts of shame come, I need to put them down with the blood. That's the old man. The old man is dead. Long live the new creature. Again, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Old things have passed away. 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 And behold, all things have become new. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. They no longer belong to me. They no longer are in my closet. And if they were in my closet, I wouldn't put them back on again because I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I don't like those clothes. Come on. I mean, if I had a leisure suit from the 70s, I'm not putting the thing back on. Right? Come on. I'm just not going to do it because I don't like those clothes. But watch, I don't like who I was, but I do like who I am. So I'm not going to put on who I was. I'm going to start to put on who I am in Christ Jesus, because my identity is not in myself, but it's in the image of Him who created me. Come on. So in other words, I may, you know, my past might say, well, this is who you are. This is your a photograph. But what you need to do is go, no. That's who I was before. But this is the after. That was the before picture. But this is the after picture. And the after picture, I look just like Jesus. I look just like Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, a new creation, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I need to just put that on for a minute, wear that for just a second. I'm a new creation in Jesus Christ. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? I didn't come to God so that He said, you can come. I came to God because He did something and drew me to Himself. In other words, it wasn't my efforts, it was His effort. And I am in Christ Jesus, and I'm there because He wants me there. I'm not there because I've earned my right to be there. I'm there because He said I could, and He wants me, and He wants me so bad that He sent Jesus to die and take my place. But when He died and took my place, I was identified on the cross, but not just the cross. I was buried with Him in baptism, and I'm risen with Him to new life in Christ Jesus. I'm not identified in the cross, even though my identity was put there. I'm identified in the resurrection because that's who I am, and that's who I live. Come on. So I need to put that on rather than the old. Woo! Glory. Glory to God. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. And it's all because of God. God did it, and I'm just a partaker of it. I just get to enjoy it. Verse 16, it says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Come on. What does that mean? Quit holding the past against each other. Let me say that one more time. Quit holding the past against one another. Don't just put Jesus on yourself. Put Jesus on your loved one who's born again. Start to believe the best of every person. Start to speak over them who they are instead of who they were. That's a different sermon, but it's good anyway. Verse 19. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed us to the word of reconciliation. What does that mean? Our message to the world is that God's not mad at you. Our message to the world is everything that's needed for you to be right with God has already been done. Our message to the world is the gospel is good news. That God has made the way to where your sins will no longer be held against you. Glory to God. I refuse to be putting on the old man when He's given me a new man. I'm going to put on the new man. I don't know about you, but I'm convinced that the new man is much better than the old man. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. This is what I was talking about before. Listen, when we put on Jesus, when we know who we are in Jesus, when we begin to look like Jesus, then we're ambassadors for Him. In other words, people look at us and say, I don't know what it is about them, but I want what they have. They seem to have peace in the middle of a storm. They seem to have joy when everything is falling around about them. They seem to know where they're going. They seem to have assurance about them. And all we can say is, Jesus, Jesus, it's because of Jesus. It's because I know Jesus. Because Jesus is with me right now. He's with me right now. I'm a co-heir with Him. I know that I know that I know that when I put off this body, I'm going to be with Him. Why do I know that? Because I'm with Him right now. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, that we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. God's done everything that's necessary for you to be reconciled, so we're pleading for you to take advantage of that reconciliation. Come on. Do you believe that people need to know Jesus in order to go to heaven? Or do you believe that good people go to heaven? Right? Listen, the Bible says emphatically that there are none good. No, nobody is righteous. Nobody can be called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's only in Him, it's only because of Him that we can be made right. Verse 21 says, for He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. That we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Come on. That we might become the righteousness of God in Him. I need to get up tomorrow morning and put on His righteousness. I need to get up tomorrow morning and say, God, You know me. You know me better than anybody else. But You said I'm righteous, and so therefore I'm in right standing with You. And so when I come to You, I can come boldly. And Lord, when I come to You on behalf of somebody else, the Bible says in the fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Come on. The fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We've just decided that we're righteous because of Him. And because of my righteousness, I can stand in the place as an ambassador on somebody else's behalf. And so when I'm praying for them, there's something effective that's happening in them. Come on. What would it be? Would it be any different if you had an assurance that when you were going to pray for somebody, something would happen? Hello? Would you be bolder? You need to put on Christ. Because in Him, you can be bold. In Him, you can be assured that when you pray, something is happening. In Him, come on, in Him. We all need to get that. Why? Because we're ambassadors for Him. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. My old sin is gone, and I am the righteousness of God in Him. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Back to Ephesians chapter 1. I hope you all are getting something this morning. Ephesians chapter 1. In verse 7, In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. I need to put that on in the morning. Wake up in the morning. You know what? I have redemption through His blood. Through His blood, I'm clean. With His blood, I'm holy. With His blood, I'm righteous. I can do all things through Christ because of His blood. I can be who He wants me to be. I can have what He wants me to have. I can do what He wants me to do because the blood of Jesus has cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Come on. I can speak to somebody about Jesus. I can give a word to somebody and know that the Holy Spirit will speak through me. Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to say, but in that self-same hour, the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak. Well, how do I know that I know that the Holy Spirit is going to give me those words? Because I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. And the moment that I became a new creation, the Holy Spirit came to live on the inside of me. And He's the one who's telling me all about Jesus and everything that Jesus has done. And if I'll just listen to Him, I can be assured that when I open my mouth, He'll fill it. Glory to God. I might not know what another person needs. I might not know what's in another person's heart, but the Holy Spirit does. And if I'm His ambassador, then He'll give me words to speak, and I can speak it into them because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. It's so amazing. You can write these down. We're not going to turn to them, but in John chapter 13, 34 and 35, Jesus said, a new commandment I write unto you, that ye love one another. And these next few words are what make it new. That ye love one another, even as I have loved you. Why is that new, and why did He say it at the end of His life? Because way for them to act the way that He acted hadn't been produced yet. But when He went to the cross and died on the cross and was risen from the dead, then we now have access to love outside of our ability to love. We have the access to love as He loves. Come on. We have the access to forgive as He forgives. But we can't do it in our own strength with our own thinking. We've got to put on a new thinking, a new spirit in our mind, and just begin to get that renewed into the image of who He is. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Come on. So in other words, I need to put on Christ. I need to put on Christ. Hallelujah. And again, I'm shortening this for time just a little bit. But watch this. Because of the children's workers, Janine. I would go for hours and hours, but you know now, right? Right. but watch this. Watch this. Do you remember Peter? Peter was a knucklehead. Peter denied Jesus three. I won't deny it, boy. You know, I'll die with you. But the next minute, he said, "I don't." Little girl's asking him something. I don't know him. Shut up. Yeah. And I think he even cursed a little bit. But anyway, that's Peter. But then Jesus came to him after He had produced everything that was necessary for Peter to become a brand new person. And Jesus spoke to him and said, Peter, do you love me? Yes, I love you. Then go feed my sheep. Then he said again, Jesus, do you love me? What's that? Peter, do you love me? Yes, thank you. That's why she's on the front row. Peter, do you love me? Yes, I love you. Go feed my sheep. The third time, Peter got a little irritated. Come on! Peter, do you love me? You know that I love you. And then he said, go feed my sheep. Watch this. I believe Jesus was speaking into him. And Jesus was restoring him to the place of his ambassadorship so that he could go feed his sheep, right? Come on. And He wants us to be in that same place. No matter how many times we've fallen down, no matter how time we've missed it. One more scripture, and then I will close. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians is right after 1 Corinthians. Yeah, just so that you know, just these are revelations that I've received. Verse 13 says this, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written," according to what is written. You can't have faith outside of the written Word of God. But when you have a promise that's in the Word of God, you can stand on it because it's produced for you and in you through Jesus Christ. Right? If He says I can, I can. If He says I am, I am. If He says it, I believe it. And not only do I believe it, I'm going to act like it's true. Because I've looked in the mirror of His Word today, and this is what He looks like. And if this is what He looks like, this is what I look like. So I'm putting that image on me. I'm putting that thought into my mind. I'm putting that thought into my being. And that's who I am. Watch this. According to what is written, I have believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore we speak. How do you put on the new man? You speak about it. You talk about it. You tell yourself out loud in the morning, in the evening, and everything in between. This is who I am because He said I am. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. This is when condemnation comes to you. You say, no, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I'm a brand new person. I have the Spirit of the living God living on in the inside of me. I've been adopted. I'm a child of the Most High God. Glory to God. And the more that we get that on the inside of us, then people are going to look at us and say, what's different about you? Well, have you got a minute? Or an hour, or 2 hours, because I'm not going to talk about me. I'm going to talk about what Jesus has done on the inside of me. I'm going to show you the picture that I have that's not just up on my wall, but has been stamped into my heart. And that's the Jesus that loves you and wants you to know that you can be a new creation too. Amen? We have to put on Jesus. We have to put on the new man. Because we are created in His image. Hallelujah. If I could have the worship team come up. Let's pray and believe God. Father, I thank You for Your Word this morning. I thank You that there is nothing outside of Your power. And I thank You, Lord, that way back 1977 in August, I gave my heart to You. And the moment that I did, You came in and You made me a new creation in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I'm putting that on right now. And Lord, I pray that everybody that's listening to You through me today would understand that when they made Jesus the Lord of their life, everything changed. And God, I ask You to put that inside of us. And because we believe, Lord, we're speaking with our mouth that You are Lord, that You're my God, that You're my King. And for You I'll live for the rest of my life because it's in You that I live and I move and I have my being. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I've been adopted by the King. I'm accepted in the Beloved. That's because of who You've made me to be. Thank You for that, Father. In Jesus' name. If you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life, just do it. Just ask Him to come in. Glory to God. All those that are watching online, thank you for joining us. We believe in you. If you have any questions, give me a call. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's worship Him.